Hey, where are you going, Jim? The elevator's over here.
Taking the stairs.
But our meeting's up on 8.
Yeah, I know.
But that's 8 floors up. That's like 8 times... 8, I don't... A lot of stairs.
That's the point. I've already lost a few pounds and earned almost $100 in wellness incentives.
Whoa, you're getting rewarded for working out?
Yeah, I know. I'm just as surprised as you are, Bob.
Fearless is full of surprises. That's the power of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Federal Employee Program. Learn more about our healthy benefits and sign up at fepblue.org/chooseblue by December 11th.
You are Locked On Eagles, your daily podcast on the Philadelphia Eagles, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
Yes, yes, another day, another episode of the Locked On Eagles podcast. I'm your host, Teron Davenport, and we are here to give you another edition. Today what we're going to do is just look at that Cowboys offense and just specifically some key matchups from the offense against the Eagles defense and some of the things that they'll probably try to do. We don't know for sure how long the starters are going to play. That remains to be seen. Ezekiel Elliott was on the conference call yesterday, and he said it was funny. He said that Jerry, meaning Jerry Jones, told him that he will play a lot, and I thought that was kind of funny considering Jason Garrett is the head coach. But we all know how the Cowboys do things. Jerry Jones runs the show from top to bottom in Dallas, and that's just the way it goes. So looking at some of the things on offense, now we're going to approach this like as if the starters are going to play. And just initially, I think outside you have the matchup of Nolan Carroll as well as Leotis McKelvin going against Dez Bryant, and that's a matchup that I think is going to be important for the Eagles to they're not going to win that matchup, but I think it's going to be important for them to contain Dez Bryant. You started to see him as the season went on become more involved in the game plan. He didn't have the dominant type of season that he normally has, but Dez still showed that he can be a game breaker. He could be a big time playmaker, and you saw that in the game against the Lions on Monday Night Football. So outside, they're going to have to, try to contain him. And when you look at some of the things that Bryant does, they like to run him on that slant. They give him the post, and they give him the nine route as well. That's something that Dak Prescott has done a really good job of checking to. So you'll see them check to that nine route, especially when Nolan Carroll or McKelvin are playing, in press coverage, playing against him at the line of scrimmage. So look out for that. They're going to need to, and I know, I mean, it's the last game of the year, and it's like, okay, if you're not playing with confidence at this point, then, it's not going to happen this year. But I tell you, that's what needs to happen. They need to play with more confidence. They need to trust their technique more. I mean, Nolan Carroll is very effective and sound technique-wise. He just has to. It's just frustrating because there's a lot of ability in Nolan Carroll, so he just has to put it together. This could possibly be his last game as an Eagles defensive back. He's going to be a free agent, and, he signed a one-year deal, so we'll see what happens with him in the offseason. That's a different conversation, but when you look at McKelvin as well, McKelvin will show you that he has the dog in him. He will fight for the ball. He will, try to be physical. But it just hasn't come together for him this year, and he's going to need to step up if the Eagles want to win this game because, Dez Bryant is a threat out there. But then it doesn't end at just Dez Bryant. When you look at what they could do as far as moving the chains, in third down situations, and that's something that Jim Schwartz talked about at his press conference earlier this week. When you see a guy like a Cole Beasley, when you see a guy like a Jason Witten, Beasley, he's quick. And he's like, a smaller receiver that with that lateral movement that he has, he could get open. And he's very, very hard to cover. You look at some of the guys that have tried to cover him. I thought the Eagles did a good job against Beasley in the initial game that they played in Dallas. He was really ineffective, and he didn't really have any impact until later in the game. Those last couple drives where Dak started to go to him, especially in third down situations. So when you look at third downs, I mean, he's a guy that's you're going to be one of the top targets for Prescott or whoever else should be at quarterback. They like to go to him on those jerk routes. He just does a lot of different underneath routes to get open, and he'll make a move inside and then peel outside, you know, some of the pivot routes he runs as well. Those are all difficult routes to defend. And when you have a guy like Beasley, you know, with that quickness, it makes it even harder. So Malcolm Jenkins, Jalen Mills, these guys will be charged with the task of covering him, especially, you know, when he's in the slot. So we'll see how that matchup works out. I think really in that case, what they have to do is just be physical. You know, he's someone that you want to get your hands on at the line of scrimmage, because those routes that they run and the passing game to Beasley, it's all timing. So if you could disrupt that timing and make Dak have to move in the pocket and reset, then you have a chance, you know, to stop him. But otherwise, if he's getting that free release, it's curtains. He's going to do what he does, and that's something that you can't allow to happen. So we'll see how Jenkins and Mills, you know, are able to match up against Beasley. I think that's a matchup that they can win. But then when you look at also, you know, Jason Witten. Witten, he's just big, and he's instinctive. You know, he's not fast. He's not quick or anything like that. He just knows how to get open, and he uses his instincts and his big body. He'll lean into you and then break, you know, make his break outside, inside, whichever way the route calls for. They like to use him on that Y-stick route also. And it's interesting because he's not an athletic guy. I mean, he's just, you know, he's just big and very, very smart, intelligent. And he tends to take some big hits, you know, over time. Over the years, you've seen him get blasted. But he just keeps going, and he's an all-time tight end. I mean, this guy is able to do a lot, you know, running the seam routes, you know, like I mentioned, leaning, getting that release upfield, leaning into the defender, and then breaking outside and catching that quick out. There's a lot that they could do with Witten, and he's a savvy veteran. And he's a really good example of how to, you know, just use your size within your routes. So Nigel Bradham, Jordan Hicks, these guys are going to end up being matched up. You know, when they go man, you know, when they go to cover two man, they're just going to have to, you know, stay with him and not allow him to find those windows in the zone. And when he does, they have to get a body on him and try to, you know, jar the ball out of his hands. Otherwise, it's not going to be a good situation for the Eagles, especially on third downs. And that's specifically what we're looking at with Witten and Beasley. These guys, you know, they elevate as far as the pecking order is concerned when you look at third down. So that's something else to consider. Now, we talked about the passing game. Let's talk about the guy who facilitates it all before we move to the running game, and, you know, Dak Prescott. And when you look at Prescott, we mentioned, you know, looking at the matchups in man defense. I tell you, and I talked to Peterson about this earlier this year, just about, you know, when you have a guy like Prescott who could tuck it and run and eat up, you know, chunks of yardage, you know, finding a rushing lane, you're a man defense. Defenders have their back to you. So that gives a quarterback like Prescott an opportunity to make a big play. So you always have to be cautious when you're guarding a guy like Prescott because of that. So we will see, you know, what the Eagles do. They did a lot of zone, cover two man. That's something that they like to utilize. So we'll see how that works, you know what they go to. I think Jim Schwartz is going to have a good plan cooked up for this team. If you notice the second go-round against – you know, some of the teams that they played, the defense played much better. So I anticipate a better showing by the Eagles against the Cowboys this week. And that being said, they're going to have to do some things to contain Prescott and keep him from being able to, you know, get outside and get on the move and improvise and make plays. But, you know, that's not the only way that Prescott is effective. He is very capable of sitting in that pocket and delivering throws down the field. Initially, everybody had the whole thing about him being a dink and dunk quarterback. Well, that's not necessarily the case, and you saw that in recent games, especially the Lions game. You know, so they're going to have to be ready for when he checks. You know, they like to check to those seam routes from their slot guys. We mentioned the seam to Jason Witten. These are all things that the safeties are going to have to watch. Rodney McLeod is not the biggest from a height perspective, so he has to be able to carry some of these bigger receivers, whether it be Terrence Williams, you know, obviously Jason Witten. You know, he has to be able to carry these guys down the seam and make a play on the ball, you know, especially when they make those checks. So those are some things that you will see from Dak Prescott. And like I said, he can sit in that pocket and deliver that football, you know, but it's all about timing. And that's why it's so important to be physical at the line of scrimmage. It's imperative that these defenders do that. It's the last game of the year. You know, you're playing for pride. You're playing for, you know, coming back next year. And if not coming back, you're playing for, you know, going somewhere. And it's your last opportunity to put your play on film. So these guys are going to have to be aggressive and, you know, just play like their helmet's on fire. I mean, that's really the easiest way to put it. And that's what Jim Schwartz, how he wants these guys to play. He wants them to play, you know, all out. And he wants them to, you know, give 150 on every single rep. And that's what you'll see. But before we move on to the running game, we do want to look at Prescott, though. And he's, like I said, a pocket passer. He could improvise. He could do everything you want. So they're going to need to get to him. And if they could get to him early and dictate, you know, the physicality part of the game, I think they'll have a chance and get that crowd behind them. It's Eagles versus Cowboys, so you know that it's going to be a enthusiastic, you know, a raucous crowd there. But now we got to talk about what is perhaps the best part of this team offensively, and that's the running game, you know, featured by, you know, Ezekiel Elliott, as well as that offensive line. You look at that unit, that line is hands down the best in the league. And they've been able to, you know, allow Prescott to do the things that he does. Also, Ezekiel Elliott, I mean, when you look at some of the holes that he's able to run through, you know, they open up gaping holes. You know, they make things happen. They move guys out of the way, which allows Ezekiel Elliott to, you know, get to the second level in many cases untouched. And there are times where he will break a tackle as well and then get outside. And, you know, he has the long speed. So Fletcher Cox, I want to see what he's able to do against this Cowboys line. Brandon Graham has held his own recently against them. He had an outstanding game just from an impact standpoint against the Cowboys when they were in Dallas. So we'll see how that continues to work. I think Graham is one of the better defensive ends in the league, you know, especially against the run. His aggressive high motor, it comes into play. So he'll have to run down Ezekiel Elliott. They like to, you know, use those cutback runs and allow him to cut it back, you know, with that design cut block on the backside of the run. So that will give Brandon Graham some opportunities to run some defenders down, or excuse me, run some ball carriers down. So he'll have to do that. When you look at Connor Barwin, it's about contain. When he's in the game, he has to get that outside contained, and that's something that you'll see. You know, he gets washed down from time to time, and it's just difficult, you know, especially when you're going against a line like that. So I want to see how Barwin is able to hold his own against the run. Vinnie Curry will have an opportunity to have an impact, and Benny Logan as well. You know, Logan needs to get that instant penetration that he specializes in to disrupt plays in the backfield, get those tackles for loss. That's what you have to do. You know, you have to get a hat on Elliott early before he's able to run behind that line and get that, you know, get going downhill. And when he does that, man, he packs a punch. You saw what he was able to do against Cam Chancellor in the preseason, man. And, you know, you don't see too many backs bounce off of a hit and you know, deliver the physical, the punishment, you know, deliver the blow against Chancellor, and he did that. So there's no doubt about it that Elliott, he runs behind his pads. He's a, you know, a powerful runner. It was interesting in talking to him, you know, he talked about, you know, how he's been able to, you know, stay not 100%, but, you know, maintain the high amount of carries. I mean, the guy's over 300 carries. That's a lot of carries that he's gotten. And then you figure the touches that he's getting in the passing game. So Elliott, you know, the durability is there for him. You know, he's in shape, and he just said that, you know, he's taking less hits than he did, you know, at Ohio State, which was interesting. But he's a guy that relishes physical play. So when you look at Elliott, you know, I think clearly a Rookie of the Year candidate, an MVP candidate as well. So we'll see how all those postseason rewards go. But when you look at just Dallas as a whole, that offense is very potent. So Jim Schwartz and the Eagles defense will have a lot in front of them, and I think they could be up for the task. So we'll see how that works out. I think the Eagles win this game, actually, you know, and end the season on a good note and do what they need to do. So that's the show. I appreciate you guys tuning in. I'm Teron Davenport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast, the Locked On Eagles podcast, on iTunes and Audio Boom, as well as follow me on Twitter at TDavenport_NFL and TheEaglesWire.USAToday.com. We'll be back tomorrow, and we will talk about the Eagles versus Cowboys on defense, the Eagles offense against the Cowboys defense.
Is democracy in danger or decline? Condoleezza Rice, William Galston, and Carlos Gutierrez and others take on this question in the fall edition of The Catalyst, a journal of ideas from the Bush Institute. Surveys show Americans place less trust in institutions like the media and business. Others contend America has faced far more challenging periods and emerged strong. Leading policymakers, Bush Institute experts, and respected journalists take on this debate. Read about it at bushcenter.org/catalyst. Catalyst.